Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. Interesting sort of colloquy between the mayor and the governor over what ought to be done about gun violence in Baltimore and what ought to be done, I guess, about crime in general. And the governor suggesting that maybe we should go back to the policies he favored when he was the mayor.
This is one of the times I've seen the mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, most animated and upset with the governor. They've always been political allies. And in my estimation, this is the first time I've actually seen a real public disagreement between them.
Well, there was a lot of disruption and community unhappiness about zero tolerance. Although, who knows when or why the crime rate came down, but it did just start coming down and got down to an interesting below 200 murders level. And I guess that's what the governor is referring to.
Well, I think it's good to remember that Martin O'Malley always was a tough-on-crime mayor. He ran on that platform as a city councilman. He ran on that to become mayor. Under his administration, one out of every six Baltimore residents was arrested some years. That's 100,000 people. That's an amazing statistic. And many of them, 20,000 or so, were arrested on crimes so dubious or small in nature that prosecutors released them without charges. And I think what the mayor is arguing is look, we reached the record low of homicides under my administration with my targeted enforcement strategies. We reached 197 in homicides. That wasn't under the mass arrest days. You know, we had 50,000 arrests. So who is the governor to come in here and criticize my policies when they've been more effective, is what she's arguing.
Do we know if there was any private conversation between them before this?
Mm-hmm. They did speak privately. The governor said as much. Apparently, there was some disagreement behind closed doors. The governor at first tried to be what I would say diplomatic about it. He showed up at several meetings of the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council and put slides on the screen to show arrests going down and violent crime leveling off, and sort of tried to let people draw their own conclusions. Then he took it a step further once he wasn't really listened to, and then eventually he went public talking to the TV cameras. And at that point, I think the mayor felt like she had to respond.
And the other point that many people were concerned about is that these arrests, even when they didn't lead to a trial or some verdict, were on the arrest records of these individuals, many of whom might not know that, in fact, you can get them expunged.
And if you look at Baltimore's chronically high unemployment rate and you look at people that had arrest records, maybe were sort of at the crossroads of going in the right direction or the wrong direction, and then had a negative experience with a police officer and now festered anti-authority temperament, that could be a very damaging thing in the progress of that person. And then that person might turn to bad behaviors that could have been avoided.
Well, and as others have pointed out, it's not as if some adjustment might not be necessary here in the way we are policing, because some of the things that have happened over the summer are alarming. And so maybe you have an honest difference of opinion and we see, you know, where that leads.
Yeah, it definitely is a fair-minded disagreement about policing policy and what works better. The governor did see record declines during his tenure, but it was the current mayor who reached that very low record of homicides.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.